Welcome to Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
All righty, everybody. Welcome to another wonderful edition of Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers coming to you from Welch's, Oregon. It's a little town at the base of Mount Hood where we are finishing up a wonderful, relaxing spring break. And this morning, I know you're going to be thrilled, and I do hope you have pen and paper handy because I know our guest is going to share some information with you that you're going to want to jot down. And before we jump into the illustrious Mr. Bo Tanis, just a quick reminder, I do have a couple announcements at the end to tell you who's coming up in the next couple weeks. So just hang on till the end to get that information. So, Bo, good morning.
Morning, Vance. Good morning, everybody.
And thank you again for taking 30 minutes out of your schedule. I heard before we got started that you'd mentioned to one of the other gentlemen on the line you're headed to Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it's where our mom lives.
Oh, really? And but as a Canadian, she crossed the border and decided she wanted to be no longer a Canuck, or what happened there?
No, actually, I'm an American. We came from Europe after the war as immigrants, and I grew up in the U.S., but in the 70s, I was an active musician and was playing in bands in Los Angeles, and I had an offer to play with a top Canadian band, and I moved up here in the mid-70s and never left. So much.
I got it. I see. I always thought you were a Canadian, but you obviously figured out how to, you know, adapt to that accent, and you fooled me. So,
yeah, I'm just boot to boot doing what I got to do.
So you for those people who've never heard you in person, and I can also put a little a plug in here. In the next couple weeks, you're going to be in the Chicago area doing some work. What's the date you're going to be in Chicago?
It's April 21st. It's a Super Saturday. Ruth Lowe, a platinum in the area, and I are the key speakers, and there'll be a lot of great other presenters as well.
Okay, well, the only reason I know about that is because one of our goals, Pam Benson, is the one that organizes those. They're with Ruth, and they're teaming up. So April 21st is a Super Saturday in Chicago if you want to hear Bo, or send people to him. And after you hear what he's going to say, I think you're gonna want to. If you're within driving distance, or you want to jump on a plane or something. But so let's go back to what you previously said about moving to Canada and playing in a band. That's what took you up there, and you play bass guitar in a band. Are you an accomplished musician with other instruments, or the bass, or?
The bass is the primary. I play some drums and keyboards and guitar, but primarily bass.
Okay, so primary bass. And I think the term that I remember from is starving artist, right? Now, or did you make enough money to support yourself playing the bass?
Well, prior to moving to Canada, I was a starving artist for many years. Surviving, but not doing great. Through a friend's connection, I was introduced to a band in Canada called Edward Baird. I had solo hit records in Canada and some in the U.S. in the early 70s. And, so it was great to arrive. We rehearsed straight for, it seemed like, 72 hours, and we were on a bus and traveling across Canada in 72 hours. And after I landed and playing concerts, and it was weird because I was just the bass player of a better, well-known band. But at the end of the first concert, I was signing autographs. And I'm thinking, this is weird. They have no idea who I am, and they're asking me for their autographs.
And kind of like that's how it is in Nikan today. But people know who you are before they ask you to sign an autograph. Is that celebrity stardom still happening?
Well, yeah, we try to downplay that. There's no point in getting into that kind of stuff.
Well, that's one thing that makes Nikan incredibly different and unique from other companies that I know out there is that, you know, once you hit a rank, an upper rank with Nikan, we're actually still touchable. We're still human. We don't get masqueraded or slid off into a side room where nobody has access to us, because I've talked to people in other industries or in other companies in this industry, and that actually takes place, which is really, really sad, because it should not be that way. But, Bo, you also have been in the real estate industry. What transitioned from being a, you know, full-time artist, professional musician, to real estate? And then I want to segue right into your discovery of Niken as well.
Sure. After music, I met my first wife, and we started raising a family, and traveling was no longer of interest to me. So because of the music business, there was quite a bit of traveling. And although it was a lot of fun, it did get tiring. So I decided to stop. And, of course, being trained for music left me trained for not much else. And so I started doing door-to-door sales, home renovations, construction, a variety of things. And eventually I realized you cannot make good money working for somebody else, and I became an entrepreneur. I decided to get involved in the video business. A friend of mine was a wholesaler in that area. In the early 80s, you know, nobody had a VCR. By the end of the 80s, everybody had a VCR, so the whole idea of good timing was really important, and the timing was great for video. So I was a wholesaler, and I opened up my first retail store and a second retail store. Did very well with those. Then I sold those, thinking, man, I am a hot shot entrepreneur, and I opened up a restaurant, lost everything.
But the shot entrepreneur, maybe in the one field, did not carry over into serving food to other people.
Exactly, a whole different ballgame. And but they say if it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. You know, I did learn some lessons from that. And but by this point, now into the early 90s, I did not have any cash for a new business. And once you've been an entrepreneur, it's hard to even imagine going back to working for somebody else. And so I did become a real estate agent. And I got my license. The market was strong. It seemed like people were listing a house for, you know, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 on Monday and selling it for double that on Tuesday. The market was so hot. I thought, well, I could do that. Heck, anybody could do that. So I got my license, but it took several weeks. You know, it's a lot of training to get your license. By the time I got my license, the market had turned and took a little dip, which went on for many years and became the huge real estate crash of the early 90s. So I was struggling with real estate, but my two small kids at home at the time, and just recently gone through a separation and divorce. So it was a very stressful time. But I met my sponsor, Bruce Black. He was a client of mine who was selling a big estate in the Toronto area, a beautiful home on a golf course with a swimming pool and a tennis court. I mean, it's really something to see. And I was one of the agents involved, and he was involved in Niken, and I was impressed someone so wealthy was doing it. And we had become friends, and he eventually invited me to a meeting that Mike DiMuccio was doing, and I got involved.
Okay. And so I'm going to guess with those names you just mentioned, Bruce Black, Mike DiMuccio, was it a just all business, or was there a tangible experience with one of Niken's solutions, or a little of both, or what? Because we all have a different entry point into Niken. There's something that, you know, if we use the phrase tipping point, there's something that tips us over the edge. For Bo Tanitz, what was it?
Well, it was a combination. I think you'd be a fool or an idiot to get involved in a business that didn't have a good product or service. But I didn't join because of the product. I joined because of the business. I was impressed. And I was already involved in a network marketing company for about a year. Didn't do great at it. The company was just starting to have some real problems and going out of business just about the time Niken came along. But what was impressive to me was the product, was the history of Niken, everything about Niken. But the bottom line was when my mother came off all arthritis medication, after sleeping on the sleep system for about a week or 10 days, after wearing insoles and rubbing the Mag Boys in her stiff arthritic fingers and they got better, you know, when you have something like that happen to you or someone close to you, it becomes pretty obvious that there's something really you know, really serious here. I mean, no doctor had ever been able to help my mother. And although I was feeling better, my back was better, my sore feet were better, and I started sleeping better, I didn't really believe my own experience because I was so extremely skeptical. I guess you could say I was negative. Having been in music and in real estate where there's a lot of BS flying around, you tend to not believe much of what you hear. You know, you sort of mentally move to Missouri, show me, you know?
And the beautiful thing about what you're talking about with your mom is you cannot explain that away because it wasn't a placebo that you were experiencing and it wasn't something that someone told you about. It's your own mom. She's not going to lie to you. And the facts of what you just said of coming, you know, being able to alleviate the massive agony of arthritis and not have to deal with medications, and you said once you got on the sleep system and started enjoying all the rest of what Nikan's offered, that obviously was the big, again, that using that phrase, tipping point for you.
Oh, absolutely. And I was ready. I think that was the one thing. I already knew network marketing was good because I spent a year really being an avid student and working at it in another company, and this company was having problems. Here comes along Nikan, a global giant, history, a rich history of many years, a couple of decades of success at the time. And plus, just in my life, I was in a position where I had a tremendous need and not fooling around. I wasn't taking any prisoners, you know. I was like, this is it. My back was against the wall. Got to make something happen. And so, but it was the combination. Amazing products, great company, the great philosophy of Nikan. And I was ready. And I think that's the one thing we can talk about today is showing Nikan to so many people and sponsoring so many people that you find a few people who are really, really, really ready for something and helping them get involved as well.
Well, and Bo, that leads me to my next question, because we're in a position today, nothing's changed, it's only gotten better. The last week during spring break here in Oregon, we've been staying at a resort and that we have a timeshare with, and getting access to 24/7 news we don't have at home because we just our lives are more active. We don't take the time to actually see this stuff. But seeing where our culture is today, not just in North America but globally, that we're in a position where we need more people like what you just said. You know, once you're an entrepreneur, it's very difficult to go back to working for somebody else because there's no freedom there. What would you say today? I mean, and I want to lead right into, you know, 100 days, 100 people. Is it too late for people who've been in Nikan for 5 or 10 or 15 years or people who are just getting started? Is there a tangible opportunity for us to go out and hit the ground running and say, you know, I'm going to start come April 1st, and this is not an April Fool's joke, I'm as serious as a heart attack. Nikan's about to unveil the qualifications for our leadership summit in San Diego in October, and regardless if that's something we want to tap into or not, it's still a great idea to say, hey, let's launch into the spring. There's a transition in the air. Most people are a little more energetic and excited about the weather changing and the snow gone and this sort of thing. How do you take the next 100 days to launch into getting in front of 100 people? And why that 100-day, 100 people, where did that come from?
Well, when I was in another network marketing, it was my first experience. And like most people, I went through the normal confusion and transition of what is network marketing? Is this real? And how does it work? And I'm excited, and I show it to Joe and Fred. They're not excited. Maybe I need to show it to them another 10 times instead of realizing you just want to, of course, get as good as you can at presenting and learning what it is you're doing, but also just the rule of large numbers. Large numbers is the great equalizer. Vance, you could be 5 times as good as me as presenting Nikan to people and sponsoring people, but if I show Nikan to 10 times the amount of people that you do, I can still be as or more successful than you can. So nothing replaces large numbers. It's almost like, even though I'm just on my way to the gym shortly, nothing replaces going into the gym. You can't talk about it. Nobody's can do your push-ups or your workouts for you. And big difference between doing a lot of exercise and once a week. And so nothing replaces 100 push-ups or crunches or whatever it is you're doing or running. And so the same with the exposures, large numbers of people. When you realize that not everyone is ready for something, not everyone is willing to look, not everyone who gets involved with NECAN is ready to take action. And what you want to do is not babysit a few people who are unsure of themselves, unsure of NECAN, unsure of life. You want to find a few go-getters or a few go-givers, as the saying is. Some people have reached a place in their life where, like I was, absolutely ready to make a change, no fooling around, no wondering, gee, do I, can I, should I? It's like, get out of my way, here we go. And NECAN seemed like the most obvious thing I've ever seen. You know, in our meetings right from the get-go and even today, we put products on guests. Hi, welcome to the presentation. Who here has got any aches or discomfort, soreness, stiffness, tired, feel stressed out? We put people on a Kenko seat and a flex on their back, insoles, and we, of course, encourage our consultants to bring products to the events. And 50% or more, maybe 80% of all the prospects have product experiences right in the meeting. And, you know, when I saw that early on in NECAN, I thought, this is amazing. No vitamin, no juice, no shampoo. Is going to produce this kind of a physical health improvement so quickly. I mean, I think it was that a magic magnet effect that really blew my mind, that made me so excited. I thought, man, I'm going to make a huge income with this because of the efficacy of these products. And so I think that's the key, just to decide that if you want to launch your business to a new level and to get up to $5,000 or $10,000 a month, you really want to show it to a bunch of people, like talking about dozens, even 100 people over the next 3-4 months, or as soon as possible. You know, can't keep up that pace all the time, but you can for a period of time, 30, 60, 90 days, 120 days, whatever it is, to really create what Randy Gage calls traction. He's one of the top network marketing trainers. He's got some great audios and videos. And most people are showing NECAN to one or two people a week and that kind of thing, and that's okay. You can make a couple hundred, you know, or, you know, dollars a month, or you can make a little bit of income, maybe more. But I think it's hard to get up to a high income of a full-time income or higher, even to six figures, doing it that way. Because what I've found is that from all the people in my network, it all comes from just a few good men, a few good women who wanted NECAN more than oxygen, and they wanted a high income. And, you know, not everyone, I think this is an important topic we can touch on, not everyone is ready for a high income. They don't feel that's possible or that they deserve it. Other people won't even get out of bed unless it's $10,000 a month. So people are very different in their views of money, and you want to find some of those people quickly.
Well, and I think, Bo, you made a point that you can't maintain even talking to one new person a day for the long haul. And a lot of people I don't know if we realize why. It's because the follow-up, and you and I chatted about this the other day, the follow-up that goes with that. Because if you, for an entire month, for 30 days, you talk to one new person a month and you put them in through a process, we're not processing people, but you allow them to experience an education or listening to a CD or watching a video or emailing them a link or getting them to a presentation or giving them a rollout that's part of a system of gathering information. And once a few of those people, like you said, a few good men or women, jump on board of that, now we're moving into a mode where we're going and spending time with them, kind of getting them launched, and we're not spending as much time, you know, talking to those new people, so you can't keep up that momentum. But once you get that fire started in a few good men or women, but finding a few that are ready, because you're absolutely 100% dead on. Not everybody is ready for that because they can't see themselves earning what what I would call a lifetime diamond or royal diamond can earn, and, you know, the six-figure mark or above. You know, having a solid five-figure a month check, a lot of people can't even see themselves doing that. nor do they want to, because if they've been an employee all their life, and I have nothing against employees, I don't make a very good one. And I, at 43, I've come to the terms with that, that I've done it for a little bit of, a little small portion of my life, and I don't make a very good employee. And that, I blame my parents on that. They're the ones that brainwashed me. So, which is a good thing. But it, not everyone is ready. What would you say to the people that are saying, hey, I want to talk to 100 people in the next 100 days. I want to be at that leadership event in October in San Diego, and I want, you know, it's a qualifying event. You can't go unless you're qualified. Where do I find those 100 people if I've already gone through my, you know, 100-name list, or I've talked to everybody I know? Do I go back to some of those people? What do you tell a person?
I think the great, one of the great things about NECAN and network marketing is that you can make a decision, a serious, confirmed decision. Hey, okay, I'm doing something new. But you know, if you keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to continue to get the same results. And so you can basically start fresh and talk to your sponsor or other upline leader who you're working with, who's already where you want to be, someone who's already making a decent income, platinum, diamond, or royal diamond, and tell them, look, I want to really make a difference in my income, in my business, my growth. I want to help a lot more people with these great products. And just really do everything fresh. Create a new list. And, yes, you can absolutely go back to people you contacted months or years ago and say, look, things are different. I was using the products. I was doing it on a very part-time basis, but I see a huge opportunity, especially now. And I think a key phrase is more than ever. Now more than ever, people need what NECAN has. People are stressed. People are looking for income. Financial security is disappearing and disappeared for millions of people. And I want you to take a look at this. I don't know if this is for you or not, but look at this DVD or go to this link, watch this audio. What I did, let me just run through my first 100 days, and what happened. And number one, I was really primed and ready. I made a committed decision. I made a list of 100-some names, and I prepared 100 information packages. I knew the power of tools, audios, videos. And, of course, back then, this was before they invented the wheel and fire, we used audio cassettes, VHS tapes. But you know what? I still believe in tools, because if I meet you in a coffee shop, Vance, I want you listening to an audio in your car the second you get in your car. So, of course, we use online information. But by the time you get home or to your office or wherever you're going, you may forget about everything we talked about. So I believe in the sense of urgency of immediate information that I can control. So I would contact you. We meet somewhere. Maybe only 5 or 10 minutes. I ask you a few questions, see if you keep your business options open, or even if you're not open to looking at something, would you please look at this information that I'm going to give you, because I'm looking for people. Maybe you can help me and give you a CD, a DVD to watch at home or on your computer, and a small brochure. And I'm going to call you tomorrow, Vance, because I know you're going to have questions about it. And the idea was not to give the information package just to those who are interested. It's to give it to every human that moves in your site, as many people as possible. What happened with me, some of the people said, you know, I'm not interested, Bo. I'm not interested in what you're doing. I said, I understand. Thank you. I appreciate that. Do me a favor. Listen to this audio. I'm looking for people who I can help with these products. But I'm also looking for some people who want to make $2,000, $5,000, or $10,000 a month. It may not be you, but just listen to it. And so whatever audio or tool that your upline uses or you like, just something that covers the products and the business, testimonials on the products and business testimonials from successful people. And I've had some people call me up after saying that they weren't interested, and they heard the audio, and they went, wow, is this real? Are people actually doing this? And are these products for real? You know, so some of those people wound up signing up and joining, getting started, even though they said no initially. So the power of the tool, audio, video, brochure, or online information, is powerful. So my objective was not to sell everyone on NECAN, but to get 100 people to look at it. So once, twice a day, and by the way, I created these large envelopes, you know, a large manila or white envelope, with a small brochure, just one or two pages, not too much, a CD, a DVD now, and a business card. And I put in a little cover letter. Dear friend, I found something magical and wonderful. Please look at it. I'll get back to you. You know, play this in your car today. Watch the video when you get home. Look at the small brochure. I know you're going to have questions. I'll call you tomorrow. In some cases, I mean, I was running. I wasn't walking. Sort of like Reed Nelson. He did contact with 42 people in 42 days. In 2 days. And handed out 42 tapes in 2 days. And asked people, you know, wholeheartedly, please listen to this. Let me know what you think. You know, that kind of volume is going to produce some kind of result. Somebody is out there looking for something, and we want to get to them as quickly as possible. And so out of the 100 people I contacted in 100 days, that's like one or two a day here and there. But, you know, within a couple of weeks, you got a lot of people. You're following up with a lot of them. I'm not quite sure if I went through the entire 100 because there was so much going on. I went through 100 info packs because I think some of them were given to some of the people I sponsored so they could use them. But out of about 100 contacts in 100 days, 35 came to a meeting, 20 people at least signed up and bought something, 5 were business builders. And that was my objective, to find those 5 out of the many as soon as possible. People who weren't kind of thinking, well, gee, do I really want to do something? No, I hate my job, but I'm going to stay with it anyway. No, I wasn't looking for those people. I'm looking for people who want more. Now, of course, in the process, you get everyone. You get people who just aren't sure. You get people who are just want to use the product. So you get everyone anyway. But your ultimate goal is to find and identify and help those business builders who are ready to do what you had just done. And actually, within about 6 months, I had over 100 people in my network, and within about 2 years, there were 1,000 in my downline. So,
well, and I think, Bo, what you had said earlier that makes this so much, and I don't want to use the word easy, because network marketing is never easy. It's not net easy marketing. It's network marketing. There is work involved, but what makes it...
And it's simple. There's a big difference between simple and easy.
Right. It makes it simpler is when you back up that industry called network marketing with a tangible solution, product, whatever we want to call them, with what Mom and I were talking about this yesterday, and she said, you know, my parents just turned 70, and she said, I messed up my wrist doing something, and she said, it finally hit me, why not put a power chip on it? She slid the power chip on it, and she said, within minutes, all of a sudden, it's just, back, you know, not 100%, but she said, I forget how powerful these solutions are, these products that Nikon's given us. And I really want to, you know, reiterate the fact that when we're talking to people, we don't have to be quick to pull a mag creator out of our purse or out of the trunk of our car and bend them over on the, you know, the hood and say, let me give you a rollout right here in the parking lot. We don't have to go to that extreme, although that's been successful and worked for people. But I think we really need to allow them to experience either firsthand or mentally with a CD or I love the fact that we've got technology at our fingertips and we can email them links so they can watch it in a matter of a couple minutes and they could hear it at the same time. I mean, that's the power of technology. But at the same time, I would never discount, because I still use them on a regular basis today, the power of a CD and transferring that information. Because what you had just shared, when people come back and ask the question, are there really people doing that? They're doing this and they're making that kind of income? Or the flip side is, are you serious that somebody, what you're telling me about your mom and being able to deal with her arthritis, that's really possible? Because modern-day medicine is not delivering those kind of results without some major side effects. So I appreciate the fact that you hit this dead on, because anybody can get started regardless and where we're at or how long we've been. It comes back to making that decision and saying, okay, I got to do it. There's no fooling around, and let's go for it. Bo, in your opinion, because you're still active in the game, and you and I chatted about this a couple weeks ago, that Meekin's been now in North America since 1989, so what is that, 23 years, and in Canada for 20. Is there still a viable opportunity?
You know, I was at a networking, network marketing conference. I've always been a real avid student of the business because it's such an amazing industry. It really is. And Meekin, I think, is the paragon of companies and opportunities. And I was at an event where there are a lot of network marketing leaders and a consultant to the industry, and he was saying, you know, the human population grows at a much higher rate than all network marketing companies put together. In fact, if you were to put all network marketing companies just in the world, actually, in a pile and watch them grow, and they're growing at X rate, they're just growing at a certain rate. The human population is growing at, you know, something much greater, maybe 5 or 10X. So in a sense, relative to human population, and same in North America, the population grows faster than all network marketing companies combined. So in a sense, there's negative market growth every year, every decade. And so truly that is the fact with Meekin. Less people know about Meekin today than they did 5 years ago, despite our growth, billions in sales and all of that. So I think the key is just realizing that whatever's happened before and what other people are doing or haven't done has nothing to do with you. It's all about your vision and belief. Because when I joined Meekin, and in 92, it was January 92, I remember talking to some people in June, in July, and August of 92 who had been in network marketing before. And they missed the first day's launch of Meekin Canada. And they say, oh, Meekin what, started 6 months ago? Oh, no, I missed it. No, too late. Absolutely absurd. And these are supposedly network marketing people. You know, most people really don't know how the business works. And it's not really what happens, what other people do. It's what do you do when you get in? And do you create something big? Do you launch your business and find 3, 4, 5 really strong people who love Meekin, love the products, and expect nothing less than $5,000-$10,000 a month? I think you want to find those people. You know, they're out there now. They're selling cell phones or insurance, or they're doing various things, but it's not working, or they're stressed out, or they're trading time for money. Show them Meekin and let them experience the magic of these solutions, the vitality of the products, and let them decide. But I think that's that whole key of just going after it in a big way. And if you're moving quickly, here's the other thing: you create a vacuum behind you. People want to know why you're excited. If you're just going in a very slow kind of thing, and Meekin's kind of nice, you're not going to attract heavy hitters. And I have to tell you, all the heavy hitters on my team are better than Meekin than I am. If I had to retail my way to survival, I would have done something else 20 years ago, because I'm not a great retailer. I can retail some products, but I love network marketing. I got in to create financial freedom, time freedom. And so it's more about educating people, getting them informed via the information process, like you were saying, Vance, rather than just selling. And so I think that's the key. Show it to so many people and have the attitude that, you know, if others can do it, I can do it, and damn it, I'm going to do it right now.
Well, and Bo,
darn it.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a company, and I can't pronounce the name. I saw it on the side of a vehicle driving through our little small town this week when I was picking up the girls from school, and I saw the company. I thought, oh, that's the one I heard about, and they're on track to do $1 billion in sales this year, and it's from candles, and that is, to me, that is not a life-changing life experience, you know, wow, I can get excited, I can sink my teeth into this. Candles are not it, and yet they will be doing $1 billion in sales. Why? Because a few people, and I would say, and I'm not being prejudiced when I make this category, but a few housewives have gotten excited, and actually it's a few thousand now, have gotten excited about having ladies over to their homes. Very few men get off on candles. I'm sure there are some. I have a friend in Oklahoma who does. He goes to these because he gets free candles, free samples. But that's not a life-changing life changer when it comes to impacting people's lives. That's just my opinion, of course.
Well, I agree 100%. I mean, it's so true. And I think, you know, the people are on this call and listening. We are excited. We love the products. We believe in them. And so, but you have to realize that network marketing is a skill set. It's like driving a car. Having amazing products and walking slowly and showing NECAN to a small number of people monthly, weekly, does not a Royal Diamond business make. So the products alone are not going to do it. And often I think we get confused. We think we have such life-changing products. All I have to do is you show them to somebody once in a while, I'll go Royal Diamond. I have to tell you, unlikely, unlikely. You have to run for a period of time, just like a plane getting off the ground. No matter how amazing the plane is, or whatever the equipment is, you have to create momentum. You have to get that sucker moving. If it's a 747, it's got to be doing 180 miles an hour for the plane to actually lift off the ground, for the wind resistance above the curved wing to be lower than the wind resistance below the wing, which pushes the wing up. It's just pure physics. And you have to get that guy, that plane moving, or you're not taking off and you're going to crash at the end of the runway. And from my experience, for anybody who wants to make a good income for a period of time, I don't know anybody who hasn't done this for a period of time, at least 30 days, made a mad push to get to the next level, well, silver or gold, and then work with the people who you have and help them go silver and gold, and then maybe 6 months or a year later, do another mad push for 30, 60, 90 days, large numbers to find those few key people.
You know, and Bo, you had mentioned earlier about connecting with your sponsor or somebody in your upline, and I cannot back that up and champion that encouragement enough, because you can't do it alone. There's no such thing as a lone ranger. It just doesn't work. And you can make a push and you can get started, and you know, a few days into it, if you get a bunch of no's or people just don't believe you because it's coming from you and they know your background, or they say, well, no, come on, you know, give me a break or whatever. When you have somebody to spur you on, and I encourage people all the time, you got to stay connected. And I know that Dave Stoltzfus says, and if folks listening, if you've not heard these, the 5 non-negotiable weekly activities of a network marketer, please call me or email me and I'll get them to you, because there's a group of us that, we have a call before this call and we discuss these things. You know, what are we doing that's working? What are we don't focus on the negative. We simply, what are these 5 non-negotiables that we're doing every single week to stay in the game, to keep moving forward? But it would probably do a lot of us a service to ourselves and to our families and to those contacts we have to say, okay, what do I need to do in order in the next 3 to 4 months to make this event in San Diego happened. And the first one, Bo, and we need to remind
everybody
that...
You could do me a favor. I'm not sure if I heard that specific training. Can you list them right here and now?
They're really, really simple. I call them the ones and twos of NECAN, but I will always give credit to Dave Stoltzfus because he calls them the 5 non-negotiables of a network marketer, the weekly activities of a network marketer. Number one is... You got to be plugged into one live presentation a week. There's no absolute. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. And if you're in an area where there is not one that you can drive to, get on a WebEx. There's plenty of WebExes happening every week. So that's number one. You got to get one live presentation. Number two is 2 conference calls a week. There's lots of conference calls. Get on 2 of them a week. Number three is another 2. It's 2. I'm doing this from memory again here.
Two contacts?
Yeah, it's actually, that's the 2 to 3. That one comes next. It's one live presentation, 2 conference calls, 2 to 3 contacts per week, which is really, really attainable. It's extremely attainable. And if you can't get in front of 2 to 3 people a week, something's radically wrong. And I know what the other two was. So that's number 4, okay? That 2 to 3 contacts a week is number 4. Number 3 is 2, simply 2 CDs a week, or DVDs. So the 1, the 2, and the 3 are for our growth. Live presentation, 2 conference calls, 2 CDs or DVDs a week that we're putting into our mind. And as you said, constantly educating yourselves on what's out there in the network marketing industry, staying, you know, into it. Even if it's listening to the same CD twice or 3 times to get the information. I did this a week and a half ago with an interview with Dave Johnson, Jerry White, and Phil Offerly, talking about the importance of real salt and water. And, I mean, just the education alone to understand and remind myself that, you know, jade greenzyme, such a powerful, powerful tool. A teaspoon of it is equivalent to eating 14 salads. A teaspoon has more, 17 times more calcium than a serving of milk. But that's, again, just listening to a CD that I'd already heard a couple months ago. But, it's 1 presentation a week. It's 2 conference calls. 2 CDs or DVDs a week, and then number 4 is 2 to 3 live contacts a week, on the phone or in person. Not sending an email. We got to connect with them live, on the phone or in person. And then the 5th one, and one of the ones that we really struggle on, is taking 30 minutes or 3 10-minute blocks of time and setting down, figuring out what we did the previous week, and then what we're going to do next week, and charting out the week. And that's it. Those 5 non-negotiable weekly activities of a network marketer are something that I've used in the last year. I heard Dave share it up in Seattle a year ago, and it's totally changed my life completely because it's allowed me to stay on track. I can be accountable to myself and to a couple other people, and that's why I want to reiterate, you make a push, you make a decision, and then you go for it. And that's where it is. Bo, you have given us a tremendous amount, and if you weren't able to scribble those down, and again, like I said, if you can't write those down as fast as I just delivered them, pop me an email, guys that are listening, or call me, and I'd be happy. But find a couple of the people, as Bo encouraged you. Find somebody in your upline, whether it's your sponsor or you, if you have to go all the way up to your President's Club member, find somebody who will guide you and work with you and give you some of the tips. Maybe you don't know them. But or for Pete's sakes, you could go back and listen to a bunch of the interviews I've done on this call. There's 6 years worth of recordings at SaturdayAMLive.com. And you can read enough in the bios to find out what the call, the basis of the call is about. If you're looking for some really good business tips, well, what was it, 2 weeks ago with Tony Scoma? I mean, he rocked the call. I mean, he was awesome. I mean, just plain awesome. And what he's doing right now with what he calls the pizza prospecting parties, we took that idea in Portland and had an event, and now we've switched over our entire meeting schedule to because it worked. We had 35 people at our first one. 18 of them were guests. So we decided, hey, let's keep doing this. That sounds like a better ratio than we had before. So anyways, Bo, any thoughts that you'd want to just fill out there to folks? I mean, about the upcoming 4-month qualification for the Leadership Summit. I know it sounded like a commercial for that, but it's imperative that come Monday evening at 9 o'clock East Coast time, 6 o'clock West Coast time, that we get on the call, the kickoff call with Jonathan Hallstrom, and we hear the information straight up rather than waiting about it in, you know, the middle of April deciding, well, maybe I should do this.
Well, you know, first of all, I want to acknowledge that you've been a great leader, consistent in all you're doing and training, and it's not a commercial to sell you anything. It's to empower you. I mean, we win by you winning. And, Vance, you've been doing such a great job on this for so long, and I just want to restate that. But, yeah, I mean, you want to be on the call, and you want to win every contest that NECAN offers. If you want to make money and help a lot of people, you know, because you know it's the simplicity of NECAN is the bigger the network, the bigger the check. the bigger the network, more people are having Nikan miracles occur. So it's just a real simple thing. Focus on building a big network. All the good stuff happens with Nikan. And yes, be on the call. And if you want to make a change in your life of any kind, more money, more freedom, helping more people, making a greater difference, win the contest. It's fun. First of all, it's fun to have goals and games to play and to achieve. And then winning them is fun. And being there with the top people, I think one of the greatest gifts for me has been to become friends with and associate with people like you and Dennis and Ruth and your folks, and Reed and Dave and Dennis Estes and Tony. I mean, we're like really good friends, and none of us are all on the same network, but it's a group of like-minded people. So it's a lot of fun. Do what you got to do. Decide what you want. And if Nikan is a part of your life and you want to just take it to the next level, be on the call and do whatever it takes to win it. It's fun.
So I appreciate that, Bo, and I thank you again. I only asked you for 30 minutes and you gave 45. So muchas gracias, señor. I really, really, really appreciate that. And if I knew how to say, thank you very much in French, I would, because that's more culturally apropos, and all I can do is say merci.
Not amigo, my pleasure.
But thank you so much. And as a reminder, everybody, if you know somebody and you think, man, I wish I would have had them on this call to hear Bo share a story because they would have related to that, well, you can send them to www.saturdayamlive.com. Again, saturdayamlive.com. And the recording will be there. Give Steve a couple hours to get it up. And also, those 5 non-negotiable weekly activities of a network marketer, thank you, Steve, for reminding me. They are also on there, right near the top of the website. And one other quick reminder that about that site, the upper heading, in bold red, I think it is, certain words have video links behind them. It's kind of like a hide-and-seek game, but if you click on certain words like enjoy or balance, there's video links and websites behind that. I know that our Vance and Stacey Rogers' personal website is hidden behind one of those words, and I can't remember which one it is. But utilize that resource. It's there. It's free. It's a great tool, just like anything else. And I'm not promoting it because I make any money off of it. It's something that's there complimentary, like the Pathfinder site or the Royal Alliance sites. These are free sites to tap into and utilize to build your network. But don't learn from my mistake. Don't learn that, use them as a tool to send to. You got to send people to the link it's already got to be in their email. So the word life. If you want to see what a simple, fun website, click on the word life at the top and the phrase up there, and you can see our website. But I'm done promoting that. So thank you again, Bo. I'm going to bid you farewell so you can get into your day and go hit the gym. And I think I may do a few laps in the pool today and enjoy this beautiful rain that's coming down as well outside, which is kind of crazy, but it's what we do here in Oregon. So wish everybody a great weekend. Thank you for being on the call. And we'll talk to you next week, same time, same place.
Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
To learn more about Nikan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.